This is Profit Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Dustin Huffman. Healthcare has become one of the most expensive and unpredictable parts of running a farm or any rural business. And it's not just an Iowa concern. Rural communities across the country are feeling the squeeze as premiums climb, coverage options shrink, and families are forced into difficult decisions. We'll hear more about how Iowa has been an example for other states to follow right after this.
Dive into the dynamic international ag industry with the World of Agriculture, your go-to source for global ag news made relevant for Iowa's producers and consumers, right here on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. From the latest updates on crops in South America to critical information on overseas trade relations, we cover all the factors that impact our ag economy. Tune into your local Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network affiliate every Monday through Friday for fresh, insightful episodes that keep you informed and connected to the broader agricultural landscape.
Getting affordable health insurance has been a problem for farms for decades. And while Iowa has got ways for farm groups to come together and find solutions, not every state has had that option. Missouri Farm Bureau President Garrett Hawkins tells us the situation in his state showed how widespread the problem is across the country.
You know, health care is personal to all of us, right? And it's a tremendous risk in our lives as we think about not just ourselves, but how we protect our family members. And I remember as a kid growing up, mom and dad dreading that time, this time of year, when they would get their premium notice and it would double-digit increase, sometimes 30% increase. And when conversation started for reform around the Affordable Care Act, Farm Bureau was throwing the flag at the time that we were afraid farmers, ranchers, those who are self-employed were going to be left behind. When I moved home to the farm in 2016, I saw a marketplace in my rural county that had two carriers that offered one bronze level plan each that were anything but affordable. So my family, we did short-term back-to-back plans to make it work for a while. And that wasn't sustainable.
For many families, the stress is not theoretical. Hawkins says he continues to hear from members who are watching premiums jump year after year, all while navigating limited choices in the marketplace. The lack of affordable and workable options has pushed some families to go without coverage and others to gamble with short-term plans.
So this has been an escalating issue. Premiums on the rise. Farm families, as when I assumed the presidency, people coming and talking to me, you know, long-standing Farm Bureau policy, seeking change, and people sharing with me. It was heartbreaking to hear farm families going without coverage because they can no longer afford a premium of $3,000 a month for a high-deductible plan. And the thought of people being one medical emergency away from potentially losing part or all of the farm was heartbreaking. And I kept thinking, how in modern times can this be happening?
That kind of strain led the Farm Bureau of Missouri to push for a new approach. Hawkins says they spent years studying how other states have built Farm Bureau health plans, similar to what we have in Iowa, that operate outside the federal exchange but give farm families reliable coverage.
We discovered that a number of state farm bureaus had received approval to offer health coverage that operates outside of but alongside of the Affordable Care Act exchange, Iowa being one of them. 3 years ago, we embarked on the legislative journey of asking our General Assembly to allow us in Missouri to serve our members the way that they want to be served. It was an arduous process, but we kept pointing to Iowa, Kansas, Nebraska, most recent, South Dakota, Texas, obviously Tennessee, Indiana, that passed our legislature on a bipartisan basis this past spring, signed into law July 14th, will be operational. Come January 1, our members can start walking into their local Farm Bureau office and having these conversations. And I couldn't be more excited.
Hawkins says the goal is simple. Rural families need options that match how they live and work, not one-size-fits-all plans that do not reflect the realities of self-employment. For Profit Matters, I'm Dustin Huffman reporting.